Well, I'm glad we're giving away awards this morning, because I've got 3 medals to give away later on in the service, and I need someone to help me to hold on. In fact, I'm going to award 3 medals to the 3 people who really deserve them today, but I need someone to hold on to them. So I'm very glad that the theme of this morning's service has to do with Simon Peter. So it gives us a little chance to have a bit of a game and to play a game of Simon Says right at the beginning. So anyone who'd like to join in that, come out here, because you do it much better out here. I was interested to find that Simon, of course, was a fisherman, and so the things we're going to do for Simon Says are all about fishermen, like scrubbing the decks. Let's try scrubbing the decks, members of the choir, shall we? And throwing out the nets. Okay, here we are, we're well assembled. Throwing out the nets, climbing the mast, waving goodbye to people, and what else? Well, that'll do, I think, for the time. What else do they do? Hoisting the sail. Right, oh, lovely. Now, the way is, if Simon says it, you do it. If Simon doesn't say it, you don't do it. Let's scrub the decks, shall we? Oh, Simon says, scrub the decks. Scrub the decks. Simon says, throw over the nets. Simon says, pull up the flag. Simon says, wave to the crowd. Scrub the decks. Thank you very much. Thank you. Simon says, throw out the nets. Simon says, scrub the decks. Simon says, wave to the crowd. Up the mast we go. No one going up the mast. Scrub the decks, right. Oh, who said Simon says, scrub the decks? Sorry. Simon says, scrub the decks. Simon says, throw out the nets. Simon says, hold up a fish. Simon says, wave to the crowd. Hold up a fish. Wave to the crowd. Simon says, scrub the nets. Very good. One more go. Throw out the nets. Oh, that's all of you. Bad luck, right. Now, could I just have the 3? Who's tonight for the 3? Who got you? Come on. You 2 come here. And one more. Jolly good. You'll join me, won't you? Don't fall over the wires. That's it. Jolly good. Because in a minute, I want you to hold on to a medal for me. Would you manage to do that all right? Hold tight just a minute then. Because not only does was Simon a fisherman, and therefore the things he said when he was on the seaside had to be listened to, but also he wrote some important things down. And we've been studying them Sunday by Sunday here, things that have been written in a book called the Bible, written by Simon. When Simon says it, we do it. Ask Carly afterwards if that's not the best way to live. If Simon says it, do it. That's the way. But Simon says certain things, and on one occasion he said in the New Testament, he said this: if you've got Christ in your heart, that is, if you've asked him into your life, then reverence him as Lord. That's important, isn't it? If you've got Christ in your life, then let him be the Lord. Let him direct operations. 1 Peter 3, verse 15. He also said that Christ has given us an example so that we can follow in his steps. That's 1 Peter 2:21. So that we can follow in the footsteps of Jesus. And we want to pick up the theme of Philip and Sue's and family's prayer this morning by remembering the ways in which we can follow in the steps of Jesus by doing the things that are right and good. Just 1 minute and you'll be on. And I noticed in verse 11 of 1 Peter 2, which is the little bit that we're supposed to be studying this morning, there are 3 words in which Peter says, Simon says, maintain good conduct. Maintain good conduct. That is, keep on doing good and keep on being good. Now then, the way we're going to look at that is this, that good conduct, the first letters of good conduct are G and C. And I noticed when I was thinking about that they're also the first letters of a very important medal called the George Cross. Now, you hold that one like that. Don't show people what's underneath it just for a minute. There we are. These 3 people here have just been awarded the George Cross. Give them a big clap, because that really is incredible. They're civilians. You're a civilian, even dressed like this, aren't you? That's right, you're a civilian. We're all civilians. If you were a member of the armed forces, then you'd have got the VC if you did something really brave. These 3 people are civilians, and therefore the highest award that you can get as a civilian is the George Cross. And I'm glad that these three have been selected amongst this great congregation to receive the George Cross for bravery and for gallantry and for coming out of the front of the church and being looked at by all these people on a Sunday morning. You've won the George Cross. And Peter says that if you maintain good conduct, that is, if you continue to follow in the footsteps of Jesus, God will be pleased and you will be rewarded for that. And I'm glad to know that that sort of thing still happens, because I read on the first page of the Courier this week that there are honours for town heroes. And we add these three heroes now to the headline of honours for town heroes. And I was delighted to see that there was one member of this church and a regular member of this congregation who won an award this week for good conduct in the community. Now then, if you follow through the little bits of what Simon Peter says after that verse that I've just read to you, on into the end of chapter 2 and on into 3 and on into 4, you'll find three things, I think, that are a reminder to us of ways in which we can maintain good conduct. I think we'll begin with this one. So, if we turn around like that, one of the ways in which we can earn the good conduct badge from God is by continuing to obey. That's exactly what it says in the following verses. It says that people who are following Christ have to obey the rules, have to obey the laws, have to honour the government and take notice of the Prime Minister and respect the King and the Queen. That's part of following in the footsteps of Jesus. And real Christian people who are really serious about following God and following in Jesus' footsteps, are keen to do what's right and to obey the rules. I was interested to read and to hear during this last week that Gary Lineker, who's worth £2 million as a footballer, not surprising after that incredible equalising goal against Poland, sort of over the head and all this sort of thing, well, he's worth £2 million to play football in Japan. I could play football in Japan. I mean, you could at least knock him about a bit, couldn't you? But £2 million worth of football going off to Japan. But Gary Lineker, I was told, was not only famous because he is a brilliant footballer, but because he has never been booked. How's that? Never been booked. A professional footballer who has never done anything on the field of play, which means that the ref has to show him the yellow or the red card and say either your name's going in the book or an early bath. And that's a good record, a good record. And a good record for any Christian, says Simon Peter as he works it through. If you're going to be in any sort of trouble, make sure that it's not trouble for doing what's wrong. Make sure you're someone who obeys. Make sure as well that you're someone who cares. That's what Simon says. You can mark out the people who are following in the footsteps of Jesus because they really care about people. They're courteous and they're thoughtful and they remember people. And I was interested to find on the front page of the Courier this week that there was a note about someone whose funeral service was held here not so many weeks ago and who was a well-known member of the community here in Crowborough, and the council stood in silent tribute to Bill Elphick, who died recently, aged 91. Now, I heard something about Bill Elphick recently from a member of our congregation at St. Richard's who knew him well and worked with him for over 30 years, and said the most remarkable thing about the former headmaster at White Hill School was that he never forgot people's names. He cared about people, and going about Crowborough, he was always ready to ask about his former pupils. So he didn't forget them, but he cared enough about them to remember them. Thank you. You're holding the George Cross, which says that it's very important to care about people. And it's very good and very important to win the award, which says that we're going to help people. One of the interesting things that Peter says is that because we all have gifts, because we all have abilities to do things, that we should use those gifts to help each other. And I'm interested that of all the things that are picked out by Peter as something that's really well worth doing, towards the end of the third chapter, you'll find he refers to hospitality. about really helping people by offering to them the ordinary sort of things that make up daily life. And there's someone who won't get their name in the paper this week, but they walked a mile during this past week from St. Richard's Church to our front door and knocked on the door and said, I want to give you a piece of birthday cake. And it wasn't just a little slither of birthday cake, great big lump of birthday cake, you know, all geared to sort of keep me in the way of life to which I've become accustomed. A lovely piece of birthday cake. And I think, well, of all the good, kind things that people can do, no one can do anything better than bring me a bit of birthday cake. No one can do anything better than the sort of everyday acts of kindness and of thoughtfulness which we've touched on in the prayers that we've shared together this morning. And all because, and with this I close, the end of the verses that we're looking at, 1 Peter 2:11, says that, that's the best way to live for yourself. Best way for you to live. It's the best way to live for other people, because other people will take notice of you if you live that sort of life. It's the best sort of life as far as God is concerned. And with just a final little word, it says, and it'll be an advantage on what Simon calls the day of visitation. That is the day when, like a prize giving, or like the great sort of final act of history, and when God recognizes the good things that people have done. Thank you to these three who earned the George Cross by being out the front, and remind us that to maintain good conduct, we need to be prepared to obey and to care about people and to help. I've never had better helpers in my life than these three. They're absolutely super. Back to your seats with a round of applause for all that you've done. Thank you very much. Thank you.